This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Well, good morning at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. What a huge show and a busy race weekend. We'll get into it here in just a few minutes with Tim Bryant from Five Black Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Just $5 to get in tonight. And this is going to be used with the Demolition Derby. We'll find out all about it. Sportsman even have a 35-lap race. So we'll see what's all about that. Tim standing by and Joe McConnell has thrown down the gauntlet at Sunny South Raceway. Next Friday night, the Bomber Bash pays $400 to win. All those bombers along the Gulf Coast need to go and check out some amazing short track racing. They've got $700 they're going to throw up into the top three positions. Joe's going to stand by here in a little bit. Chris Carter on with Deep South Speedway. The 700 horsepower super late models return on the dirt tonight, and they've got a lot of fun to talk about. Good to have Deep South Speedway back on the show. And Dustin Long with MRN. He's up in Pocono. Lots to talk about halfway to the Sprint Cup, and you've got a lot of good racing. As you can see, Tony Stewart is finally starting to pull on. He's put some steam on, so we'll see how he goes. Lots of stuff to talk about there. But first, let's shift gears. Go local with Tim Bryant. Good morning, Tim. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kane. Good to be on.
Well, I tell you what, a big race weekend. It's already been started, and now we get and shift into Mobile. And you guys, every time you guys bring the Demolition Derby in, you get a ton of cars, and you've got so much room to do it. I know you do it at Five Flags, but I tell you, Mobile, I think, is the home of the Demolition Derby, and it's going to be huge tonight with $5 just to get into the stands. That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things happening tonight at MIS. Of course, the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Demolition Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Long awaited. Got a good field of cars lined up to smash them and crash them tonight. So for those race fans that maybe don't want to admit it publicly, they like to see crashes, they can admit it tonight because it's all good and it's going to happen. Along with a great night of racing as well, including the Mako Fabrication Sportsman Spectacular. 35 laps, double purse on the line for all the sportsman guys. Open wheel modifieds and bombers filling out the program and all that for just $5. That's the best part.
Oh, and it's a lot of racing. It's just not features. You guys are going to do some qualifying tonight in some of the classes. Heat races, is that correct? And also features?
Yeah, and I don't know if I mentioned the Prado Realty Superstock.
So oh, no.
Good to have them guys back. And the last time out, we had a practical photo finish between Randy Thompson and Bubba Winslow. And, of course, you had Oki Mason to the mix. Jesse Reed be back in action tonight. So, you know, it should be a great night for the Superstocks as well.
Well, I have faith that I've got to put my money on Oki Mason. I was at a gas station in Saraland about 2 days ago, and I met his mom. And she says, my son's going to be out there. You race at Mobile? She's such a sweetheart. So you've got Mrs. Mason going to be out there cheering on Oki as well.
The Masons are legendary
in
Gulf Coast racing. Oki's dad, JC, was a legendary car owner back in the day, and it's always good to see him run so good. And by the way, whoever says nice guys always finish last has never met Oki Mason.
That's right. Always a smile on his face, and even if he does bad, he says, "Hey, I love this." You know, as long as he's having fun, and even on the bad nights, you still see him with a smile. So, okay, we got the Demolition Derby, and we've got the Bombers, the Sportsmen, the Modifieds again. Let's talk about points and where they're stacking up. These guys actually. He's been, we're not quite to the halfway season yet, or halfway point of the season, but there's been some great battles in each division.
Yeah, there really has, and you know, as you mentioned, we're just shy. I think one race shy of halfway, or right on it. And you know, we're going to continue to see some battles that'll go all the way, you know, to the end of the season. And you know, these guys, it might as well be the Sprint Cup. I mean, there's bragging rights that goes with a track championship, and it's something you can cherish for the rest of your life.
Well, I got to tell you, we've been doing a lot of work on our bomber since the last race. We went off of it was a turn three, lap one. and there was a big accident, and Jamie Corey was right in front of me, and I was on the high side. I was going to do one of two things, hit him or go airborne. And boy, I tell you what, I pulled a Dukes of Hazzard off your turn three over there, and I'm still finding red dirt. It's everywhere. But we've had to do some major, major work on the car, and we're hoping to have it done tonight. So David Owens, my crew chief, had knee surgery earlier this week, and the next day he was already at the car working on it. So we're doing what we can, but I tell you what, you talk about every division, even the Bombers class, which is your beginning class, you're seeing now some side-by-side racing and also some almost photo finishes.
Well, I tell you, you know, you got to give credit to Jamie Corey. He's had an excellent year, and he's got a nice points lead, but certainly he's had some battles on his hands. BJ Latham has been running extremely well, and by the way, I got to mention to you, some of the best handling race cars are actually have came about after a trip over the hill, down through the ruts. You know, sometimes it bends them just right. So
that's what we're hoping for. Lord,
don't handle better than it ever has.
Lord knows you'll probably see some orange dirt or smoke coming out from underneath the hood. That's just the dirt still coming out. We couldn't wash it all out. Hey, Tim, what's the next race coming out of Five Flag Speedway? We've got a big one coming up on the 21st.
Well, of course, with this weekend now in the book, officially the 21st of June, Blizzard race number two, of course, the return of the Southern Super Series. Mm-hmm. T.J. Reed won our last event here, and they followed up the next night at MIS with a win by Augie Grill. The Southern Super Series has already been established as probably the most competitive super late model racing that's been going on in years. Saw a great race last weekend at Montgomery Motor Speedway, a real battle royal between Augie Grill and Bubba Pollard. So we're looking forward to having those guys back just in 2 weeks.
Let me ask you, you know, you've got all these tracks working together. Whose brainchild was it? How did you guys come up with the idea? Because obviously it's working. You're getting next to capacity sellout crowds every time these guys come in. And that's more impressive than when they were racing last year and you still had good crowds.
Well, I mean, it's simply a formula of strength in numbers. I don't think any one person can take credit for this. A lot of people came together and started sharing some ideas, and you know, so far it's worked extremely well. We've already saw some ways that we can improve the Southern Super Series for 2014. So we think it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Well, how do we find the track? And only $5 tonight, cheaper than a movie, more entertainment, and you get to see some sparks and fireworks, and probably a couple fires in that demolition derby.
Well, I think our advertising makes reference to a big crash in Irvington, and that's what it's going to be tonight. And, you know, we're looking forward to having folks out, you know, right next to Mobile Dragway on Park Boulevard, you know, 7 o'clock start, working out well. We're running the heat races earlier in the evening, and we get into the feature races. So, you know, bring the kids. They not only love demolition derbies, but we're going to be able to get folks out at a decent hour. So, and, you know, all of that for just $5 tonight. Five and under gets in free, so a lot of fives rolling around here tonight.
There you go. And hopefully our number five will be up front. So you had to throw that in there with all those fives.
There you go.
Hey, you know, now just to let everyone know, if you've not been to Demolition Derby out there at Mobile International, what they do is as soon as the Bombers race, that's the last race of the night, we'll load up quick and they clear out that pit area. And then the fans, you're not stuck in the stands. You bring them onto the track, don't you?
We bring them, it's all down in the infield, right inside the front retaining wall is where it'll be. And, you know, it's in the pits, and it's only appropriate because it's the pits and sun towing and recovery. A special thanks to Todd Pitts and all of his crew over there for helping us make this happen.
Well, we're excited. We're going to load up and see you there a little bit later. We appreciate you coming on board. And, again, a great night for just $5 a family, you know, cheaper than a movie, and it's going to be a lot more fun, trust me. We'll see you at the track a little bit later, Tim.
All right, Kane, thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing everyone.
Absolutely. Again, that's a big night. Just $5 to get in tonight. That is huge. And again, you got the Demolition Derby. Sportsman going to race for 35 laps. That's going to be a big race. Also, the Super Stocks. You got the Open Wheel Modifieds, which will be a huge show as well. And then us and the Bombers. So Kane Motorsports will be there, we're hoping, as we're wrapping up some work on the car. Pull Apart in McDonald's. Thank them so much. Bay City Collision. Also, ShareGodsPower.com. Mobile Metro Glass and Mobile Regional Airport. We've got performance. It's Graphics, Skywatch Traffic on there, and False Hack Tires. Getting help with also JB Tires now on Highway 90 right across from Mobile Lumber. We appreciate those guys. Now, the biggest thing is today, right now going on, we've got our car at the Battleship. If you're cruising in, go see us really quick. They've got the Alabama Teen Challenge 5K Fun Run going on. They've got a fun run. They've got bouncies for the kids. It's a health fair as well. Right on the Battleship, you get in absolutely free. You'll see the Kane Motorsports number 5, and I'll be there in just a few minutes. So we'll see you in another couple minutes with more racing. and it's a huge show. Joe McArdle, Chris Carter from Deep South Speedway and Sunny South Raceway, and also Dustin Long with MRN talking NASCAR. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. Our young Andrew, who races actually the Pro Challenge cars and trucks, is sponsored by those guys as well at Sunny South Raceway. Now, Joe McArdle has thrown down the gauntlet this week earlier. He mentioned that the Bombers, he's going to pay it's a huge amount. The most money they've made in one single showing along the Gulf Coast since January on any asphalt track. Joe McArdle, good morning. You are throwing it out to the Bombers. Come or shut up and not come, essentially, hey. Right?
Good morning, and thanks for having me. And yes, man. We're going to do it. You know, we're going to sink with the ship. We're going to do something even if it's wrong. We're going to do something. we're jumping out there for the first, second, and third period.
Yep.
You know, it's come on down here and race and let the best man take all the money. We're paying $400 for first.
Wow.
$200 for second, man. And $100 for third, and that is it.
And you know, that's huge because the Bomber counts cars are getting up and down, and this will get them out. There's no other place that's paying close to that unless you're going to go run on dirt. And these asphalt guys don't run on dirt with the Bombers, trust me.
No, sir, no.
We
tried that crossover. It don't work.
No, it doesn't. We tried it, too. Yeah. And you know, these guys from Pensacola, we put that up on Facebook earlier this week. Tracy Souls loves the idea. You've got Jonathan Langham, who runs a Sportsman, hunting a Bomber to come out and play. Even an old employee and a guy who we'll have on the show here in a couple minutes from Deep South Speedway. Lord almighty, Chris Carter's going to bring a Bomber.
Good Lord. That's worth that kind of money just to see it.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's what it's about. So you're adding some excitement. And here's the thing. At your track, Joe, some of the best racing I've seen along the Gulf Coast. You got tight turns. It's like your own private Bristol. And in every single division, you get a good car counts. But we want to bump it up, them and the modifieds.
We want to bump it out. We want to show it. We want to put on a show for our spectators.
And you know what? You know, every weekend you're getting more and more coming out to the place.
Right. And it's, you know, we got the new owner. I told him a few things. He said, run with it.
Good.
As long as the numbers are right, I'm okay.
Right.
You know, it's like anything. It's like my job here at GCR. When the numbers are right, hey, I'm number one.
That's right.
You let one of them numbers go down south, look out.
That's right.
But anyway, getting back to the Bombers. We want the Bombers to come out. Like you say, there is enough of them in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Let's come down to the little bullpen.
Yep.
And let's do some serious racing. Be nice, but let's race.
Here's my concern. I've got a brand new painted front end on the car, leading points, and that next Saturday I'll be in Bay Minette for a huge fundraiser for Lance Armstrong's Ride Yellow. We'll have 1,000 bicyclists. We're going to have our car leading them behind a police car around a parade lap through the city. I don't want to have a tore up fender and spend all night working on it, but if I could take that $400 home, you know I'm going to.
Well, let me say this. Go ahead and spend part of that $400 and get you another front end.
There you go. Plan on it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Hey, no, I tell you what. You know, the racing's been great on Fridays, but you're branching out a little bit to the go-karters. Tomorrow you got something special going on. What's up
tomorrow,
there?
Sunday, tomorrow from 3 to 6, we have an open practice. We're testing the waters. We have two classes of go-karts now. We're saying, bring your go-kart down to Sunny South, and as long as it's safe or safety spec, there's no engine check, no, come on down and see what you got for asphalt.
Hey, let me tell you something. You did this a couple years ago before I got into Bombers, and I was running carts before I had that accident, broke my back and neck. That was amazing to go out there because you actually do bump draft. It's like Talladega. You're so low to the ground. Those carts are flying through there, and you're even saying, hey, bring the adults out to have and try at it.
Bring the adults, bring mom and dad, come on out, put up some tables and chairs, and let's just enjoy an afternoon at Sunny South and do a little practicing. $15 a head, that's 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I know that if there's enough people there, I'll kind of look the other way when it comes time to shut the gate.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm all about racing, man. Come on, right. Let's do something.
Pop them lights off. Well, let's talk about next Friday. Obviously, you got the Bombers, and that's going to be the big thing. 400 to win, second place, 200, third place, 100, fourth place, load up, see you at the Waffle House. What do you got coming besides the Bombers and the Modifieds next weekend?
Well, we got our number one, as far as I'm concerned, class, Legends.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Bandoleros, which I don't know if everybody's heard this, but we would definitely start a Bandolero school. We've already bought three school cars.
Now, let me ask you really quick. I know what a Bandolero is, but what is a Bandolero school car?
Bandolero school car is is one that we use in the school. It doesn't race.
Oh.
School car. It's everything that you would race with.
Yeah.
We have a Bandolero school car. We have a Legend school car. Wow. We even have a Pro Challenge truck school car.
Wow.
So, you know, Sunny South knows that we need to step up.
Mm-hmm.
We also know to start the kids off professional and let them be able to advance to each class. They have to be trained, and we're making an effort to do it.
Well, you look at some of the NASCAR stars, Joe, that have gone through there right now. Obviously, driving Pocono this weekend, you've got Thomas the Moose Prater. He's come through there. He started in, Bandoleros there, and, he moved on.
Bandoleros and Legends.
Yeah, yeah. And the same thing, you look at Grant Enfinger, Cale Gale, all these guys into the national leagues just from our area, and your track had a huge part of training them up.
Yes, sir. Kyle Benjamin sat on the phone for the last ARCA race.
Mm-hmm.
We have his Pro Challenge car at Sunny South.
Oh.
Pawpaw Elmore is running Kyle Benjamin's Pro Challenge car. So, yeah, wow. They all started in the small cars, and they're coming up.
Now, the school, this is going to – how often are you guys going to have these schools, and when does it again? If I've got a son that wants to try the Pro Challenge or the Bandolero or the Legend cars, what do we got to do, and how does it work out?
Well, what we're doing basically is coming down there on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We're walking the track, then we're doing a little class time, and then we're going to talk to mom and dad. See, mom and dad not only pays the bills, but mom and dad now becomes crew chief and tire woman, tire man, whatever. So we're going to talk to mom and dad and tell them what their part will be in getting their son ready for his race. And then we're going out for three different training sessions. We're going to give you a printout on each session on the track to show you, your way, basically, our way.
I love it. That's a great way. And the kids are going to respect it. Hey, go out there, run 10 laps. That's just like, in some of the movies like they've had in the past, same thing. You do it 10 laps your way, you do it 10 laps my way.
Right. We're going to show you the way to get around go-kart or Sunny South. We're going to show you the proper way. We're going to show you racing the good and the bad of the race, and what you should do, what you can't do, and all that stuff. You've got to teach them. You got to build a foundation.
Yeah. And now, when you're doing this, when can we sign up? Is that on the website? Do you have dates already planned for this, or is it first come first serve?
We're looking at a date the first week of July. We was trying to crank up for the middle of June and couldn't quite make it.
Okay.
With the vacation and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving tomorrow, going to spend the weekend. My family is on Dolphin Island. I'm going to spend the weekend with my grandchildren. I ain't seen them now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got a rare off weekend, and you're not tweaking on a race car.
Make a
run for the beach, baby.
There you go. And I will say that come June the 14th,
mm-hmm.
Sunny South will get back on the every other weekend off. We change our schedule to get along with the big trucks. I mean, we have no problem with that. We know who we are.
Right. But I tell you who you are. You're a track that has some of the best family-friendly racing out there. No alcohol involved. Best food at any track on the Gulf Coast is at Sunny South Raceway, and you guys keep adding to it. Then you got the excitement level that everyone can essentially drive now. Now, if I've got, like I said, want to do this, do you have cost factors and all that on these training for these kids in these schools? And it doesn't have to be kids. If you're an adult and want to get a legend, you can do that too, right?
Right. As soon as we get this thing down pat, I'm going to put out the application, the phone number stuff. Our big thing now is the leg length on the Bandoleros and being able to seat in the seat. We've all went to the trouble of buying two different seats for the Bandolero.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the Legend speaks for itself. And the Pro Challenge, it's adjustable.
Oh,
so Yeah, we're trying, man.
Well, I guarantee it's going to be huge again next Friday. This is big. $400 for you bombers. Put up or shut up. Come get the championship from me. I gotta get a little cocky, don't I, Joe?
There you go. There you go. Come on down.
All right, thank you. There's Joe McCardle. He'll be back with us again. Hey, taking some time off this weekend from one of those rare off-race weekends that he'll have, and to go see the grandkids. How great is that? Joe McCardle, $400. Bombers, that is next weekend. Come on, let's see what you got. Coming up next, Deep South Speedway bringing out the 700 horsepower super late models. They return tonight, and they've even got a bounty on one of the street stock drivers. We'll talk about that. Sean Gooden, maybe he's going down. We'll see. Also, the modifieds, and you've got the bombers and stingers running. So a huge night of racing. Chris Carter's up next to talk about it right out of Loxley, and then we go straight to Pocono with Dustin Long with MRN. It's a lot to cover, but we've got plenty of time. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks to Tim Bryant again from Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Remember, $5 gets you into the Demolition Derby tonight. And again, next Friday, $400 to win. Joe McCardle, Sunny South Raceway, throwing down the gauntlet. And a brand new sponsor on the show. Glad to have him back, Deep South Speedway and Chris Carter. Before we get into talking everything dirt, rumor is, and I even told Joe on the air just a few minutes ago, yes, Chris Carter might be in a bomber at Sunny South. Is it true, Chris?
Yeah, pretty much. We've been, somebody had one and they hadn't driven it in 2 years or so, and we just thought it'd be a little bit of fun just to go out there and have some fun. And you know me, I'm going to talk a lot of smack. I enjoy talking smack.
It's I've already started
to give TJ Thompson a hard time. Oh, yeah. we're going to put the number 83 on it and try to come out there and have a good time.
Hey, Chris, let's talk about your track now, Deep South Speedway, and what you've been doing out there. The crowds have been great. You've had amazing nights, lots of cars out there, and now the 700, is it 700 mile an hour, I wish, 700 horsepower super late models are coming, and you got wing sprint cars around the corner.
Yeah, actually, this weekend, Kane, we're going to have our super late models. They're going to be there, 1,500 to win, and I'll tell you what, they've been there one time. That we didn't have the car count that we really wanted.
Sure.
I mean, but, you know, the first time to run them, we got Kelly Freeman and John Hartman is up there pretty much running, doing the promoting part of the track,
mm-hmm.
and John Hartman getting the track ready to race on every week. I mean, the racing surface has been incredible,
If you go on to your Facebook page there, Deep South Speedway, you can see the amazing work that they do on the track. And I know in the past couple of years, they've had some pretty deep ruts. You guys have taken care of that, and everyone I talk to that races out there says the track is perfect.
I mean, all of us that's listening to this show, we've all been to a dirt track.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody that knows me knows my roots are at Mobile Speedway. That's where I love the place,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an asphalt guy, and I have been converted to dirt. I will not lie about
oh,
it.
Yeah.
It's just really neat. But, I mean, the racing, the multiple grooves that they keep on that track, it's like they're like Tony Stewart would have on do at Eldora. John Hartman put so much time and effort into getting this track prepared. There's just not a. They don't go to the track on Thursday or Friday, Derek. They go from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They're there on Sunday after the races, getting this thing prepared, you know, for the next race 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah, and it really shows. Now, rumor is Sean Goodwin has been unstoppable in the street stocks. You got a bounty out, don't you?
Man, this guy right here, he's something else. And of course, I'm learning all these drivers, but it didn't take me real long, you know, my first week there to realize that this guy's a wheel man and he can drive the holy heck out of that car. I'm telling you, he's a nice guy, super guy, good person, and he is a heck of a wheel man. Now, here's the deal. Last week in our bomber division, Richie Brasmer, there was a $100 bounty on him. Yep. Bobby Crawford won the race, but see, Richie, and I'm not taking nothing away from Bobby Crawford. I've talked to him on the phone, great guy, good people, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, Richie Brasmer was not running. The car, something happened to the car. That's my opinion. It blew up. Something happened. It run hot. I know that. And so Bobby Crawford got the win. Now, Bobby hadn't had a win in 10 years. So,
wow. Man,
congratulations. I'm proud for him and Bobby, buddy. Not taking away from him and his crew. So with that being said, this time, this weekend, or tonight at Deep South Speedway, they have to beat Sean Goodwin. You can't do your spin to win or none of that horse crap. You've got to win to the checkered flag.
You got to be racing him, and you got to beat him like old school racing.
Exactly. So we're going to have that going on. Our super late models, I've already said. Now, check this out. We're going to have a field in the modified division. It's going to be a first-time winner in our modified division. If you won in 2012, 2013, you're not eligible for this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of guys. Before I even, you know, I've been to Deep South several times. watching and stuff like that throughout the years. But there's the name Joey Moxley. I've heard the name Joey Moxley. When I went to Beach House Speedway, that's just a name I've always heard, Joey Moxley. Yeah. Joey Moxley is actually, let me think about this. If I'm not mistaken, he's third in our points with 339, actually. But he doesn't have a win yet. And that's just very, you know, if somebody would have been betting money at the beginning of the year, Joey Moxley is one of these drivers that you said would have a win. So with him not winning, I look for him to be one of the people, Brian Conway. I mean, there's several drivers, Chris Rutherford, Sean Pitts, that can win this. So there's going to be a possible 700 to win. Jeez. Now, if I can, real quick, I want to give kudos to the people who gave that money. P. Matner, Septic and Dirt, Glassman Motors, and Booker Farms. We'll be giving the extra money for a possible 700 to win, Kane.
Gosh, that's huge, and I know that's a lot of tires and fuel, and a trip to the Waffle House.
and real quick, the $100 bounty for on Sean Goodwin. Yeah. We want to thank the Hartman's Custom Paint and Body and Towing in Loxley for putting that up. So we appreciate these people, and man, if anybody else wants to sponsor, be a part of the track out there. We've got plenty of room for you. So it's going to be a big night of racing this weekend, man.
You know what was cool to see on your website from last weekend, Jamie Mazingo in the vintage cars. I love those cars, and they don't race as often as what they used to on every race weekend out there at Deep South. But when they come out, man, they put on a show. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they're essentially, they look like old coupe bodies from the 40s and 50s. But they're built on a modified chassis, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly what they're built on. And the way I just call them a souped-up legend car.
Yeah, you know, that's good.
I mean, you know, I used to describe the legend cars when I was running Sunny South. You know, oh, well, it's a 5/8 replica of the 1939, you know, but the same thing with these cars. And actually, Jamie Mazingo, he was our winner in our vintage class last time we raced, which was May 25th, Kane. And real quick, if I could give the winners from our May 25th race, because we want to kind of catch up with that and let these people know who's doing what. In our senior division, Dave LaCourse, he was the winner. Our bomber winner, as I just said, was Bobby Crawford. As I just said again, Jamie Mazingo was the vintage winner. Our street stock winner, of course, was Sean Goodwin. And here's a name, just like I just said about Joey Moxley, here's a name that we all know, all of our asphalt friends at Mobile Speedway in Pensacola at Five Flags, we've all heard this name, Nathan Ingersoll. He won his first race of the year the last time out.
And he's got a new paint job on that 33. They've been having engine issues for a while, talking with him on Facebook and throughout things. And Nathan's one of those guys, I would say, he's kind of like Okie Mason at MIS. Always has a smile on his face. Even if he has a bad night, hey, I'm still having fun. And those two guys are true racers.
Exactly right. And Nathan, I'm telling you, man, I don't care what it is, Nathan Ingersoll will drive it. I don't care if he had a wagon and somebody was pushing it.
Yep.
If it was Peter Pan racing, it don't matter. Whoever, whatever, Nathan Ingersoll, he's going to be racing. And him and his wife, good people, man. And it kind of makes me feel a little bit at home with Nathan Ingersoll and some of these people that I know. And they've welcomed me with open arms. So that's been kind of neat to see Nathan racing at the dirt track, knowing he also competes on asphalt as well, like he does.
One of the things your track does and no other track does along the Gulf Coast is, if I'm not mistaken, you can bring a cooler of beer in and sit in a beer section. Is that right?
For $5, you can get hammered. No, that ain't cool. Seriously.
It's about right, though.
Well, you know me. For $5, you bring your cooler in, but your cooler can be only so big, so I don't know how that works. Now, me, I'd bring in about 12 coolers, so I don't know how to do it.
Bring in the mule to carry it, right?
Exactly, but yeah, that's that works out pretty good. I mean, it's like anything else, you know, there's a couple of kinks that need to be worked out, and, you know, John and Kelly both, I'd like to be selling beer for now, but for now, that's the deal. You can bring your little cooler in. The rules are... The BYOB policy is on our website, deepsouthdirt.com. So, yeah, you can bring your cooler in. And, you know, we've had really good crowds. We had a crowd that was kind of not that good on Memorial Day weekend, which we pretty much expected it.
Every track, but,
And that's just part of it, you know. And you've got your, you know, typical, any racetrack that I've been involved with. I'm like, here's my slogan. And anybody that knows me has heard me say this 1,000 times. I could stand at pit gate and hand out $100 bills, but somebody be mad because theirs wasn't in 20. So, with that being said, for the most part, everything's going like I'd like it. You know, they wanted to. They couldn't ask for better crowds. It's just the racing is phenomenal, and I'd encourage everybody. And also, check this out. We're going to have a racing simulator this Saturday at Deep South Speedway. And I'm sorry, tonight, I'm talking about racing next week, tonight at Deep South Speedway, we will have a racing simulator. So, some of you people think you can drive and want to see if you got the skills, you'll need to come on down and check this out.
I know you've done that in the past. Let me ask you, the size of the track, talk about how big it is.
too big. It reminds me of, I don't know how many people spend the dirt tracks coast country. It actually reminds me of Cherokee Speedway. This track is really big. It's right at almost, the actual distance, a 0.4 mile, mm-hmm. Kane, but it's really, to me, it looks like a 0.5 mile. And I mean, the banking's just incredible banking, and they've actually made it coming off a Ford where you can get, I have seen 4 wide coming off a Ford going down the front stretch going into turn one.
They have done some work on it then, because I know, and I've had sprint car drivers on the show, and I've talked to them that run dirt, and they love that track. They said you can go so fast there, you don't have to lift hardly, or if you're lifting, you're slow. But I mean, to see those guys, and I know, I drove Nathan's car about 2 years ago over there in a race, and they go so fast, your vision gets blurry. You gotta love it. You know?
Yeah. They are super fast, and that's what all the guys that I've talked to that compete at Deep South Speedway, mm-hmm. that's what they, Chris, it's fast, and it's one of the bigger dirt tracks in the entire Southeast, and I tell you, these super late models this weekend, people, support your local track, I want you to come to Deep South Speedway, by golly, please do, I want you there, but if you're not into dirt racing, whether it's carts, wagons, horses, lawnmowers, whatever, support your local track. That's real important.
Well, let's come back and talk about, if I'm not mistaken, don't you also have the sprint cars? They are coming back, right? June 22nd?
Yes, that'll be June the 22nd, our Southern Outlaw Wing sprint cars. Now, this is a little series that tours around the Southeast, and I shouldn't even use the word little series.
Sure.
It's a heck of a good series. Mm-hmm. And William Webb's involved with it and some other people, and I tell you, Mike Miller, he's one of the people that also, he races as well as runs the series. Very well ran, very professional. They have their own trailer that sells their shirts and what have you. So these people have got their act together. Good series. We had about 16 cars, or 14 cars maybe last time, mm-hmm. but once again, they put on a show. Now there's this lady, she's not a lady, she's 19. Yeah, she's almost a lady. A 19-year-old female, Morgan Turpin, I went and met her, and man, she was just super cool, and that she's a real racer. That's all she eats, breathes, and lives are racing. And I talk to her on Facebook every once in a while. She's really looking forward to coming back. She's got Deep South Speedway marked on her calendar as a win track, because she said she had something for them last time, and it just didn't work out for her with her tires. So I guess we'll see on that, but man, that's just something you just don't want to miss, I promise.
No, yeah, I guarantee. And you guys are essentially racing almost every other race weekend is the way to look at it. Is that right?
Right, yes.
So, I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
You've got I'm hearing about these, I can't help but think about the demolition cars at Mobile Speedway, and surely that's something my name will be brought up once or twice this Saturday at Mobile Speedway.
Yeah, we shredded your finger in the last one, didn't we?
Yeah, that's been pretty interesting. I think somebody else tried it after I'd done it after the second time, but they didn't have to go to the emergency room and have surgery. So,
man, and what did we learn?
Thou shalt not ride in a demolition car to be cute.
Stick to the dirt, baby. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show again. We're glad to have Deep South Speedway on. We're doing a huge marketing push for you guys, and we're really going to try to get you guys out there more. You've already got great racing, the best dirt track along the Gulf Coast, and like you said, pretty much the Southeast. And you've got the car catch. You got the wing sprinters coming. And tonight, the super late models will bring them out with $1,500 to win. How do we find the track?
All right, it's real easy. You get off on exit 44 off I-10. You go on 59 South, 4 miles, turn left. And check this out. Our general admission grandstand is only $10. 12 and under are free. Once again, 12 and under for free for the kids. Military, if you're in uniform and you have your military ID, it's free for you. And our pit passes are 13 years old and up, $25. 12 and under, only $15 with signed parent consent.
There you go. That's a lot. You memorized it. You did good. Chris, you get a gold star. We appreciate you coming back on, brother.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back. Derek, I appreciate everything that you do for not just Deep South Speedway, for Mobile, Pensacola, Masada, Tim, and everybody else. And like I said, y'all support your local racetrack. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
All right, there you go. That is Chris Carter. And I tell you what, the true mouth of the South there, he's got a great promotional idea going on out there at Deep South Speedway. The dirt, they'll do it in the dirt again tonight. Now we shift to the triangular track of Pocono. Are you ready to talk some NASCAR? I know Dustin Long is with MRN, and he's going to talk Cohen. He's Stewart. He's back on, and again, halfway to the chase now, heading into the final part of the season. We'll see how your favorite drivers stack up. NASCAR coming up next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, what a great weekend of racing we've got. A Demolition Derby, $5 to get in at Mobile International Speedway. You got the Super Stocks, you got the Sportsmen. It's going to be a big event. Also, you've got now Sunny South Raceway. They're off this weekend, but 400 to win with Bombers. Next weekend, you better show up and try to get you some. And then how about Deep South Speedway tonight? 700 horsepower and the Super Late model. So it all wraps it up and brings us to the triangular track of Pocono. And Dustin Long with MRN is with us. And Dustin, you're already at the track, ready to go on another Saturday morning. And first of all, before we get into everything that's Pocono, let's talk about a reverse back to last weekend and Tony Stewart taking the win. Good to see him in victory lane. And good morning to you, sir.
Hey. A big win for Tony Stewart. Got the seventh place finish the week before in the Coca-Cola 600. Yeah. Scores the victory at Dover. And really at Dover, I mean, he really didn't run in the top 15 a good part of that race. And, pit strategy worked out, key calls worked out toward the end, and all of a sudden he's battling Juan Pablo Montoya for the win and scores the win. And, certainly things are starting to turn around at least a little bit for Tony Stewart and Stewart Haas Racing.
I think we talk about this about every year at this time. This is the time that Tony Stewart seems to excel. This way, almost halfway to the championship now, to the Sprint Cup, and now you're starting to see it. It's typical. These are some good tracks. Is it some good tracks that Tony is liking? Is that it? It seems like his team's been just a click off this year.
Well, I mean, they have been off. They've been off a good bit because he's not been impressive. And until he got that... he was 20th in the points going into Dover, so with the win moves up to 16th. So, ways to go. They have not been good on the big tracks, for a good part of the season until getting that top 10 at Charlotte. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, remember, here at Pocono, Stewart Haas Racing, so Ryan Newman, Tony Stewart, Danica Patrick, and Richard Childress Racing, so that's Jeff Burton, Kevin Harvick and Paul Menard all tested here a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So, they've got some additional track time. And remember, at Dover, even though for as much as Stewart struggled throughout the weekend, they had tested at Dover also. So we'll see how much, what kind of an impact it'll have with having tested and if it'll help in his performance this week.
Well, a new look for the 24, this race at Pocono. Same sponsor, new name. DuPont changes its name up. How do you pronounce it?
You tell me. You're the radio guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Exalta? Is it Exalta Coating Systems?
Well, you better get used to it because they announced this weekend that they've signed a three-year extension to be the sponsor for the 24 car, be the primary sponsor for 10 races in each of the next 3 years, and continue as an associate sponsorship status for the remaining races. So the former DuPont Performance Coatings Group will still be on Jeff Gordon's car, just with a different name, and be there for the next 3 years.
So I said it right, Exalta.
Again, you're the radio guy. I just gotta spell it.
All you got to do is print it, man. You got it made. Well, let's talk about Gordon's. Last time he was there, he started 27th, worked his way up to 6th before a restart. I think there was some contact. I don't know exactly where he finished up, but he's done good on tracks like this before. I mean, there's not many tracks like this, but I think of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Any thoughts on what he will look like this weekend besides the new paint scheme?
Well, certainly, he's glad to be back here.
Yeah.
The car's wrecking in front of him, ends up winning the range in the lead, and then the rains came, and then that was the end up and got the victory the last time the Cup Series was here at Pocono in August. So, again, we're looking to turn things around, get the third place finish at Dover. The problem with that this year is inconsistent.
Well, I tell you what, Dustin,
not had back-to-back top 10.
Yeah, sorry, we missed a little bit of that because obviously in Pocono, phone signals not all that spectacular. Had you drop out just a little bit, but we kind of heard what you said about him finishing up with the rain and everything, and he's had good finishes. So, again, keep an eye on the 24. Let's talk about any other surprises that we might keep an eye on this weekend. Now, you have a great article at MRN.com kind of talking about here we are in the halfway point of this new, well, it's not new anymore, the way they do the point system here with NASCAR, and you look in no surprise, top five are pretty much locked in. I like the way your article talks about it. Give us a little more details and your thoughts on what you've seen halfway to the Cup.
Well, last 6 years, you've only had six drivers who were in the top 10 in points at the halfway point of the chase, which is where we're at,
right,
who did not make the chase. So, in essence, what you have in terms of who are in the top 10, most likely, you know, all but maybe one will make the chase.
Right.
Every driver in the top five in points at this point in the season in the last 6 years has gone on to make the chase. So that would seem to be, you know, a good sign for those drivers in the top five in points right now, which is Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Clint Boyer, Matt Kenseth, and Harvick. So, and also interesting is the last 2 years at this point to still make the chase. So, you know, that still provides some hope for Denny Hamlin and his fans as he's 26th in the points.
Let's talk about Brad Keselowski. What happened from last weekend, and where does he stand points-wise? I think he's 10th. He is in the top 10, 104 out behind Jimmy Johnson and the rest of the top 10. But if he had not had these problems with the cars and obviously losing his crew chief, he'd be up fourth place probably, wouldn't he?
Well, I remember he had those penalties at Texas,
yep,
and that was a 25-point penalty, and then the 6-point penalty for the car being too low after the Dover race.
Mm-hmm.
Team blamed that on a broken part or something,
yeah,
and so that's 31 points he's lost. Give him 31 points right now, and instead of being 10th, you know, he's fourth in the points. So, you know, big difference there. And you have to remember, Brad doesn't have a win yet. So, you know, if he falls out of that top 10, you know, he needs to definitely get a win to help with his wild card status. I mean, I think everybody expects them to run better and to put together better performances to stay in the top 10. But if something happens and they fall out of it, you know, the Heat's going to start to build on that team and that organization.
Well, do you have any standouts going into this weekend? Who looks good so far? I mean, are you any thoughts on where you're leaning? Obviously, like I said, Jeff Gordon's got to be a favorite, I would think, and that's who I'm going to go for just because I like the 24 and hey, the new look. I'm excited about there, Pocono. But what do you think? Anything else that really stands out this weekend?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, obviously this weekend Pocono and next weekend Michigan, those are tracks that really test engines. Obviously,
yeah,
Toyota Racing Development, which does engines for Joe Gibbs Racing and Michael Waltrip Racing. We've seen what kind of speed they can provide, at least with the Joe Gibbs cars and how fast those guys have been. But, you know, the TRD engines, they've blown the last few weeks, and they've had some issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see even with this race, you know, 400-miler as opposed to 500 as it was in just a few years ago. Will that have an effect? Will we see some engines and failures, and will they be TRD engines? Will that
right.
affect Matt Kenseth or Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin or others? So I think that's what I'm going to be looking at how fast are the TRD engines and can they last?
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a great race weekend, and obviously you're getting ready to get it all started out there with practice starting here shortly. So we'll let you go. We appreciate you as always coming on, and I know some phone difficulties, but we got most of everything you said there, and it's always impressive to hear you. I know you've been filling in on the radio a little bit with MRN and Sirius Network, the NASCAR channel. Any more that you're going to be there? Where can we keep track of you?
Just right now on Twitter at Dustin Long, and just read the stuff at motorracingnetwork.com.
Well, Dustin, we love having you on. It's always great to have you on. And as I always tell you, it's true this time. A check's in the mail, man.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. Dustin, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.
All right, there you go. And that's going to wrap up the show now. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Want to thank again Mobile International Speedway. These guys racing tonight going to be huge. They've got the Demolition Derby, $5 to get you in. Kids 12 and under free. Hello. And that's a no-brainer there. You've got the 35 laps with the Sportsman and all the other races that are going to be happening. Superstock to Mods, the Bombers. So come on out, see that. And then remember, Bombers, listen up. Next Friday night, no racing any other track around the area. Sunny South Raceway. Got to have 10 cars to get the purse, but how about it? $400 to win. Second place gets $200. Third place gets $100. Fourth place gets a smile. How about that? So again, great job with Joe McCardle and Sunny South Raceway. We appreciate Deep South Speedway. Chris Carter coming on board again tonight. The 700 horsepower super late models return with the local division. And also want to thank Mobile Regional Airport. Now they have nonstop flights to Chicago from Mobile, and they're cheap prices. You can see them at mobairport.com. Take a weekend to discover Chicago. Go check out a game at Wrigley Field. I do want to remind you, though, we do have the race car out right now at the Battleship for the Alabama Teen Challenge 5K Run and Health Expo going on for about another 35 or 45 minutes. And then we're going to take the car back to the shop, get it finished, and hopefully we'll be back out there at Mobile International Speedway. So God bless, be safe, and have a blessed weekend, everybody. We'll see you next weekend right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.